Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Warning, this episode contains content that may be alarming to some listeners. Gruesome details will be discussed. Listener discretion is advised. Well, guys, this is going to be a very interesting episode. What's up, humans? We have a listener discretion on this episode, guys. Shit's about to get real. Welcome back or to the Professionally Silly Podcast, the podcast where we shoot the shit and we talk the paranormal, talk about that, we talk about true crime and some random ass, fun ass, adult ass topics that I find online. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. What's up? So we actually have someone who is joining us, you know, Summer, what's up?
Hello, hello.
So, I don't know if you guys remember, but Summer and I did a podcast episode together a while back, and I thought it'd be fun to bring her back on here with us. Welcome to this Professionally Silly Podcast. You know what I'm saying? This is the podcast that is hosted by a comedian who enjoys sunflower seeds a little too much, because I love them, but only David's, Frito-Lay, and the other brands are trash. And if you say something different, you can sigh all you want. You say something different, your mouth is clearly broken. That's how I feel about it. What was I talking about?
I mean, I'm normal. So I don't know the brands of sunflower seeds. So.
Oh, shut up. That's a good point. So don't forget, guys, we got some listener discretion up in this bitch and whatnot. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, then, you know, I always find a way to have some fun like this one. It's been a while since I've recorded because, as you guys know, and Summer knows because she's a personal friend of mine, you know, I've been going through some stuff in the Jones household. My mom had surgery, so I'm her caretaker for that. My dad helps and my cousin helps when he's home, you know. And my cat recently was really sick because she got into a bouquet of flowers that was sent to my mom, and it was covered in fucking lilies and other shit that I don't even know, but she is doing a lot better, thank God. Oh my God. Ah, that was a scary time. Summer, have you ever had a cat before?
I've had one cat, Buttercup.
Oh, that's right, Buttercup.
Buttercup, yeah.
I remember you used to talk about that cat. Yeah, okay. Well, you know, Samantha Heroin Jones.
I named her.
You did not. I don't know why you tell these lies. So before we get started, let's just go ahead and catch up with what's going on in my life. I posted a couple more videos on my Professionally Silly channel, which is on YouTube. I like to get a little visual, you know what I'm saying, for my pro silly viewers. So if you want to get on the visual silly, check out my YouTube channels, Professionally Silly and Paranormal Black Tivity. On the video that I posted last, you know, I talked about some adults coloring books, a lot of fun with that. I just posted a video, was it yesterday, technically? You guys are going to hear this on Friday, but on Wednesday, I posted a video, and, you know, I got some surprises there. I got some fun stuff that I shared with you guys dealing with the YouTube channel. My dad and I got ourselves a heating press. We can make t-shirts. So that's coming. Some merch is going to be coming soon for the Professionally Silly brand. Soup's excited about that. Super excited. Plus, I got myself an Oculus Quest 2. So that should be coming in the mail soon. Actually, it came this morning. What am I talking about? It came this morning. I haven't opened it yet. So there's going to be an unboxing video on the channel as well. Have you ever used any type of any VR equipment before, Summer?
No, but I'm excited to use yours.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you are.
I'm gonna put my mark on that.
I'm sure you are. I also want to let you guys know that on the podcast IG page at It's Pro Silly. We're going to have some, we're going to have some photos pertaining to this episode. So if you're easily disgusted, you might want to skip that. That's going to be interesting. So last week, guys, on the Professionally Silly podcast, we talked about Pokemon Go experiences gone wrong. Actually, the week before last. Last week, I took a little hiatus, if you will, because I had to take care of my mom. She had just gotten back from the hospital because she had surgery. And so I, you know, took a little break so I can make sure that she's doing okay. So I'm coming in hard with this podcast. Now, for those of you that don't know what a Pokemon Go is, it's a game that puts you in an augmented reality. So you're able to catch them all the Pokemon characters, and you can go to all kinds of places just using your phone and your background, whatever your camera on your phone is seeing, you know, you can catch Pokemon in the real world-ish, sort of. That's something that's going on. So it was an insane episode. I think my favorite story, well, I don't know if it's my favorite, I guess the most interesting part of the story for me was a couple of guys who fell off a cliff because they weren't paying attention while they were playing Pokemon Go. It was insane. They lived, so don't worry.
So that's insane.
Right? Right? Like 90, I think it was like 60 or 90 feet or something that they fell and they lived. It was crazy. Good God. So this week we're going to take a leap into some darkness. We're going to discuss the real Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the real Leatherface. Have you seen that movie before, the Texas Chainsaw Massacres, the series?
Yes, that used to be one of my favorite scary movies up until better movies came out, but yes, I've seen it, and I'm so excited because I've never heard the real story.
Oh, you're in for a creepy treat. You certainly are. Now, for those of you that have never heard of it, Leatherface, that's the name of the character and the chainsaw in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre series. It's an American horror movie, and it consists of 8 slasher type films, video games, and even comics. Anyway, this dude kills a couple of people, a bunch of people in the movie series, rips their faces off, and wears a mask out of human skin. So yeah, it's some creepy weird shit. So there's that. So I thought, oh, that's great. Thanks. Looking forward to hearing this episode, Amber. Jeez. So once again, this entire goddamn episode is a huge trigger warning. So grab a drink. You're gonna need it. Speaking of which, let me just go ahead and crack mine open here. White Claw. Okay. Got myself a White Claw mango. Oh no, this is tangerine. Let me make sure I turn off. I have like scammers calling me and crap. So I'm going to go ahead and how do you do it? You're supposed to silence the unknown call. That's what I'm about to do. Have you utilized that with your iPhone to silence unknown callers when they call you and shit?
I don't even know how to do that. Like, I know you do that, but I don't know how.
Oh, you just go to your settings in your phone. And then you go to like the little telephone emoji is right under the voice memos and right above the messages. You click that bad boy and you scroll down and it says silence unknown callers. And then you just click on and you're good to go. So for those of you with iPhones, there is a way to get past these idiots that call. So
enjoy that little tidbit.
But as you guys know, before we dig into this asshole, the real Leatherface, if you have any fun, scary, embarrassing, funny, creepy stories or experiences you want to share, send them in. Email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. I'll have that that email address down in the show notes. I cover some pretty random kick-ass topics, so if you want to join in on the silly, hit a bitch up. You know, plus if you have any topic ideas, you can let me know in that email or on the at It's Pro Silly Instagram and Twitter pages or in our new Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. Maybe you have a true crime story suggestion, or maybe you just want to tell me how awesome I am. I love hearing that. I want to feel special. know? And if also, guys, you do me a favor, support this podcast, all I need you to do is go ahead to Apple Podcasts and leave me a 5-star and written review. Or whichever podcast platform that you're using, because that shit is free. And the Apple Podcast reviews are super important. because their reviews seem to hold the most weight, and not every podcast platform has the option for you to even leave a review, which is fucking insane, if you ask me. Speaking of which, if I do have a podcast review to share with you guys, we'll double check on that, but we'll do that towards the end of the podcast. Also, if you need any assistance in learning how to make money after losing your job, I have something that might be helpful. So stay tuned, because that'll be towards the end of the show. So, are you ready to get into this creepy ass shit?
I'm ready. Are you?
Okay. So, I guess we can just go ahead and dive right on fucking in. after you guys hear this creepy ass sound, we'll be right back. So, you ready to go ahead and get into this creepy ass shit? You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, now
let's do it.
What were you saying?
I said let's do it.
Let's do it. I feel like I should also remind you guys that I'm gonna poke fun at this shit, because it's the only fucking way I'll be able to share this horrifying shit with you. So if you're easily offended or grossed out, you might want to get your thunder, buddy. Grab a strong drink, sit the fuck down, shut the fuck up, and get ready to be pissed off and terrified. Because you're going to want to listen to this. Also, like I said, I did put up a few pictures on the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. So if you can't handle these photos, maybe you shouldn't look. It's pretty gross. So not long ago, I believe it was last year, February 2020, I made a two-parter called Horror Movies Inspired by True Events Parts 1 and Part 2. It was creepy as fuck to find out that most of our favorite fictional scary movies aren't so fictional. the movies, they probably added some things to it to make it more Hollywoodized and fun and shit. Okay, but I got another one for you. And some of you, like I said, some of you have heard of Texas Chainsaw Massacre and you enjoy the series. But did you know... Damn, girl, what are you doing?
What?
You playing with dice? What's going on? I just hear some weird sound.
Oh, you heard that? I popped my dick.
You know damn well the microphone on your phone is strong as shit. If you have to touch something, you can mute your shit. Because I'm not editing any of this shit out, just so you know.
There's not a mute button.
Oh, how do you
not
have...
I'm ready.
This half. Okay. So, now did you guys know that there are, I would say, dozens of horror films that are actually based off of true events that actually happened. They're inspired by these things. Did you know that, Ryan?
No, I didn't.
Summer Ryan. Damn, now you know her full name. Okay, so oops. So if you're a true crime buff, then you probably already knew about this. Okay, we're gonna talk about the real quote-unquote Leatherface. So we're talking about Ed Gein. The movies Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Silence of the Lambs, and Psycho, and many others, were inspired by this dude. Well, Psycho for us, older millennials, but for younger people, Bates Motel. Now, Bates Motel is dope, okay? You've seen that, right?
Yes, I have.
I think it's...
Because I'm a younger millennial.
You're a fucking lie. I think it's on, I want to say, Netflix, Bates Motel. So if you haven't seen it, check that out. I love Freddie Highmore. He is adorable and creepy at the same time. It's the same dude that's on that show, The Good Doctor. I love that fucking show. It's a good show, you know. Plus, he's English, which makes me love him even more, honestly. Or for some reason, I'm not sure. I guess it's because I love the English accent. Wait, is that right? Is it English accent or British accent?
I think it's British.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure which one it is. But English is hard. Okay, I don't have time. So Edward Theodore Gein was born August 27th, 1906. Now, he's a Virgo, if that means something to any of you. I'm still not sure if I believe in the horoscope or the zodiac or whatever it's called. The only Zodiac I know was the one with the last name Killer. So that's my true crime brain at it again. Ed is from La Crosse County, Wisconsin. Woo woo! Shout out to Wisconsin. Plainfield, Wisconsin, to be exact. And the population around that time would have been around 700. So if you're from Wisconsin, what's poppin'? Anywho, he and his family lived on an isolated 155-acre farm. Tons of, right? Tons of privacy for murder and whatnot. So I got to be honest with you. If you invite me to a remote farmland, I'm going to politely decline with a fuck no. I'm good. Because clearly you want to wear my face as a mask. So no ma'am, no sir, no thank you, no way. How about you? You want to go remote island or farmland?
No thank you. Tell me all about it.
I believe you. I don't believe you're lying. Summer's all down for that remote farmland. All right, so his father, George Gain, was an alcoholic and usually unemployed as fuck, okay? Which I never understood. How can you be unemployed and have no money but still be able to buy booze? How do people do that? I don't... it does not compute, you know? I mean, people do it with weed, too, but that I understand. Marijuana's awesome. But I'm biased as fuck. God, I miss smoking. It was legal in Los Angeles, and it is not very legal here in Georgia. My soul is crying. Oh, my God. Okay. Anyway, let's get back to this asshole and his ain't shit family. Let me sip on this White Claw. White Claw. Okay, so anyways, his father, George, was not only an alcoholic, but he was also abusive to Ed and his older brother, Henry. And apparently, perhaps his wife, Augusta. Now, from what I understand, he was verbally and physically abusive. And his mother, Ed's mother, Augusta Gain, wasn't any damn better. She was overly religious, the kind of religious where she used it as a weapon. It kind of reminds you of everything going on in the news right now. You know, and she taught her sons that all women were prostitutes and instruments of the devil. All women except her, of course. Yeah, right? I feel like I'm not an instrument of the devil. Like, I mean, I got big-ass saggy titties, but that's not evil. That's just uncomfortable when I'm trying to jog. That's about it. You know? I mean, shit. So, let me ask you this, Summer. Have you ever come across some overly religious people in your lifetime?
My mother, yes.
Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry. This is going to be difficult for you. Are you also a serial killer?
No. That's not on the list.
Okay, good. All right. Whew. Cut that off. Just go ahead and cross that off the list there. Okay, good. Now, I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now, guys. This lady, she raised a serial killer. Oh, spoiler alert. you know, Ed's mother was a devout Lutheran. And she believed that she was all knowing, you know, as most overly religious people do. And I'm using the term overly religious because I'm not saying religious people are all bad. But the ones who were just a little too religious, like, the, you know, I don't need to name any examples. You understand what the fuck I'm saying. Okay. So I want you guys to go ahead and check out the Instagram picture of her that I posted. This bitch looks as creepy as her son is. Google Augusta Gain for yourself, listeners, or check out the IG post that I put of her. No wonder she hated women so much. Bitch looks like a Republican senator's. Like she does. She looks like Republican senators Mitch McConnell, Ted Cruz, and Lindsey Graham had a gay threesome and somehow gave birth to this creepy old chick. I'm serious. Like, fucking serious. Wow. Google her. She's got those Ted Cruz eyes. Ugh. It's terrifying. Anyways, she literally looks like ghost people always say. You know, when you say you saw a ghost, she looks exactly like the kind of person you would assume had already died. Like if you saw her walking down the street, you'd be like, I saw the lady in white. You know, like, that's that bitch right there. It's creepy. You guys remember the skeleton in science class? Yeah, it's her, but the before version. So, just... It is what it is. Okay. I'm done, I promise. Well, I might talk more shit about her. So she, okay, Augusta, okay, armed herself with religion, okay? Couldn't stand her, she couldn't stand her ancient, abusive, alcoholic husband. Of course, divorce was a sin, is a sin, supposedly still, if you're like super into that. So she stayed with him, and they created a serial killer together. Isn't that beautiful? Aww. Family and life goals. Anyway, she didn't really allow her sons to have friends. Okay, they went to school, came home, did chores on the farm, and probably prayed, you know, that a house fell on that wicked bitch of the West, their mother. So you can imagine that the boys' dating life was pretty much non-existent as fuck, you know. So there's I'm gonna say this, and I'm not even sorry for it. There's just no way they didn't try to fuck a chicken. There's no way. It's 155 acres of farmland. You're not allowed to date. You got animals? No. Those animals were abused. I know they were. There's no way. And this is speculation. I don't know. But there's probably, it probably happened. So, well, so the rest of this episode is pretty much, you know, me talking shit. But when we're just getting started, though. It's going to get darker and darker the further we go into this. So check this out. Every night after dinner, they had Bible readings, okay? She read to them from the Old Testament for hours, which sounds like loads of fun. Ah, and she liked to read from verses about death and murder. Ah, those good after-dinner family moments, right? Death and murder, religious style. Fantastic. Now, she preached that the world was perverted, full of profanity, which makes fucking sense. Listen to this podcast episodes. Okay. And all women are whores. Or as Danny DeVito's character on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Frank, whores. They're all whores. I like the way he says whores. So she was the only woman who wasn't a whore, apparently. But I heard... I got some gossip for you. You ready for this, Summer? I got some gossip.
I'm ready.
Now, I heard. You ready to spill this tea? I heard that she was pregnant with her first child, Henry, before she was married to George. So. So check
she
this.
She was loose.
That's some loose shit. Now, if I understand, getting pregnant, having sex out of wedlock is a sin, according to this bitch, right?
That's what I thought.
That's what she's teaching everybody. That this creepy bitch lied and got married before anyone knew that she was pregnant. Okay. She also said drinking was a sin. That was the most upsetting thing that I learned about this family. clearly, I'm joking. I wish my mom would have told me I couldn't drink. My dumb ass would have been like, drink what? Because that's how I respond. When people ask me if I smoke. Smoke what? You know, there's no way she wasn't part of the conservative party. There's just no way. She and the GOP have a lot in common. They hate women and they suck ass. So, common, you know? And yeah, there may be a few, just a couple political jokes in here. I am, after all, a comedian. You're gonna have to just deal with that. Fun fact. They didn't have any electricity. So that's not saying that this is the reason Ed turned out to, you know, the way that he did, but it certainly didn't help matters. So to recap, Bible time at candlelight, wasn't allowed to have friends or girlfriends, couldn't drink alcohol, and there was no electricity. It just sounds like a shitload of fun, doesn't it? shitload of fun. It's almost as if she wanted to raise a serial killer. It feels like.
Wow.
Jeez. You know what I'm saying? So the Gang brothers only had each other as friends. So if Ed tried to make friends, he was punished. Now, the only time that they left the family farm was to go to school. I'm surprised they weren't homeschooled, honestly. You know?
Right. I'm surprised they were allowed to do that.
Right. Reading is a sin, unless it's the Bible. You know? his classmates and his teachers said that that they remember Ed being quiet, but also laughing to himself, like he was laughing at his own jokes, or maybe he had an imaginary friend or some shit. I don't know.
So he was always crazy. Okay.
I mean, his social skills were squat. So if you came across some random ass dude just laughing to himself and he ain't wearing headphones or something, you'd just be like, I'm going to cross the street. This guy's definitely going to serial kill me.
Exactly.
Now, he was a good student. He did very well in school. Okay. He was super good at reading. Really good reader. And he could have his own podcast sometime, probably, you know, if they existed at that time. Because that's what we do. We read all the fucking time. So on April 1st, 1940, his father, George Gain, dies of heart failure because of his alcoholism. And he was only 66 years old. After he died, the Gain boys decided to get odd jobs from, you know, here and there around town. Now, they did some maintenance work, and Ed even babysat the local children, which is really creepy. Right. It's really creepy after you hear what the shit that he did, you know. And, you know, in hindsight, I'm sure a lot of people were like, yeah, I can't believe I left my children alone with that guy. You know, I mean, we're only getting started. When you guys find out the crazy shit that he did, you're going to be super surprised. Or maybe not surprised that people would be like, damn, I cannot believe that my kids around that guy. He did some crazy shit. I did mention face mask earlier, right?
So you did.
So when George died, Ed had his mom all to himself ish besides, you know, his brother Henry, because, you know, as Henry grew older, he realized his family was fucking nuts. So he started to reject his mother's way of seeing the world, which, let's face it, was terrifyingly incorrect as hell. he even thought that the relationship that Ed and his mother had was weird as hell. Henry was like, yeah, you guys are insane. I want to have sex, drink, and enjoy electricity. I'm out this bitch. Okay. Shit. Oh my God. So Henry dated this divorced woman who had two kids. All right. And he even lived with them. He moved in with them. Now, Henry would talk mad shit about his mother in front of Ed, which, of course, mama's boy, Ed, didn't like that very much. Okay. He liked that. That was his best friend. I honestly think he wanted to do her. I mean, there was no other woman around. That was it. You know, so he probably did. Gross. So... On May 16th, 1944, the Gain boys were burning some marsh vegetation on their property. All right. The fire got out of control. Big ass fires tend to bring attention to itself. Okay. So the fire department came and did their thing. And once the fire was out and the firefighters left, Ed decided to report his brother Henry missing. Dun, dun, dun. Okay. So a search party was formed. Henry's body was found lying face down. But here's where it gets weird. Okay. Are you ready for a what the fuck moment? You ready for that, son?
I'm ready. Yes.
So Henry's body was found lying face down, and there were no signs of him having been burned at all. His clothes were intact. Exactly. His clothes were intact, and so was his body. Yeah. That doesn't make any fucking sense, does it?
No.
Now, they did find evidence of blunt force trauma on his head. Of course, no one suggested foul play, and the coroner said that he died of asphyxiation. Okay. And everyone just accepted that. And the autopsy, there wasn't one. They didn't even perform an autopsy. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
No.
Like, there's a big ass fire. Homeboy's body is intact. His clothes are intact. There is a blunt force trauma on his head, but everything's fine. Everything's good. There's no signs of problems here.
Wow. Okay. Yeah,
exactly. So
the whole town was off. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, Yeah. Let's let this creepy guy watch our kids. Oh, his brother's dead? Oh, that's fine. So that occurred. I gotta say, I'm thinking Eddie killed his brother because he didn't like Henry talking shit about his boo. And by that, I mean his mom. Okay, so yeah, their relationship was a little too close. And it's said that he didn't really seem sad or bothered at Henry's funeral. Didn't really, I don't know, that could be because he's fucking insane, or maybe he just doesn't socialize well or show emotion well. I don't know. I wasn't there. Okay. Now, he got to have his mom all to himself after Henry's death and after his father's death. There's no one else but his mom and him. That's it. So that's creepy. Now, here's something else here. There was an instance where Augusta and Ed went to see this dude named Smith. Okay. They were going to purchase some straw or hay. I'm not really sure what the difference is myself, but whatever. And while they were there, Mommy Dearest saw a woman there with Smith, who Smith wasn't married to. And they witnessed this guy, Smith, beating a dog to death. And Augusta yelled for him to stop. And he continued to kill this dog. Okay, beat it till it died, which, you know, that really kind of pisses me off. I love animals so fucking much. Now, she, of course, was furious, but not for the reason you'd think. She was pissed that a woman was there who Smith wasn't married to. Yeah. Wait.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was her problem. So, moving on. I did mention some trigger warnings, right? Okay. So, she told Ed that the woman had no business being there, and she was a harlot. Called her a harlot. It's a fancy word for whore. So, yeah.
I like harlot.
Harlot, you like that? Isn't that a show?
Isn't that a show?
I think it's on Hulu. Harlot. Somebody let me know. I think it's a show though. Anyways, so yeah, that happened. So that shows you how ass backward that creepy ass bitch was. Okay. So about a year later, Augusta Gain dies after having a stroke. So now he's all alone with no social skills, no electricity, and all the wonderful life lessons his mother taught him. It's lovely. So Eddie decided to board up all the rooms in the house that she used. That includes pretty much the entire upstairs. He never even went upstairs anymore. He boarded up the entire floor and pretty much lived in a small room on the first floor that was next to the kitchen. But he did have hobbies. He did. He found a way to pass the time. He used his time wisely. He read death cult magazines and adventure stories. He loved reading about cannibals and Nazis. So as you can see, he was mentally healthy and extremely stable. He loved his Nazis and cannibal reading time. Also, what the fuck is a death cult magazine? What does that even mean? What is that? Like,
don't ask me. I'm not about that life.
So you say. So Eddie became, soups creepy. Well, even more creepy. And the neighbors in the area, they saw him doing the peeping Tom thing. He just stared at women like they were meat, which in hindsight kind of makes sense. If you haven't heard of Ed Gain, then you're about to see exactly what I mean very soon. Now, he managed to work for the government, which isn't a surprise because most of them are kind of creepy. So those people are terrifying as fuck. All government employees, they scare the shit out of me. Even if you work at the DMV, you're an asshole. I mean, usually they are. Next, did you have an appointment? No? Well, you gotta go get in the appointment line. Like, shit, I'm waiting in this line for 3 hours for you to tell me I need to get in another line at the back of it? You're a bitch. That's just how I feel about that. If you work at the DMV, I still mean everything I just said. Okay. So, now, Ed would occasionally work for the municipal road crew and crop threshing crews locally. Oh, and he sold his brother's land. Yeah. 80 acres of land. That was half of his brother's land there. And that's a lot of fucking land. Okay. So he was making money. All right. So in 1954, a woman named Mary Hogan disappears. Now, she owns a tavern, bar, whatever you want to call it. And the police found blood everywhere. And the police, they did expect foul play. And I'm thinking, duh, blood all over the place is usually indication that shit just went down. Great investigating, cops. All right, policing at its finest. So the case, it goes cold. Then, 3 years later, another woman disappears, Bernice Warden. Now, she owned a hardware store. But one day, the store just didn't open, okay? Now, some people thought that that was weird, but others assumed that it was closed because it was also the first day of deer hunting season. Now, get this. Her son, Bernice's son, was concerned because he could not get a hold of her. And guess what he did for a living? Oh, you're going to love this. Guess what he did for a living, Summer?
I have no idea. What did he do?
He was an ice cream man. I'm kidding. he was a cop. He was a cop. Yep.
A cop?
Yeah. Deputy Sheriff Frank Warden. Now, he was worried about his mother and went to the hardware store to check on her. But what he found was the cash register open and once again, blood all over the place. Now, he remembers that Ed was there the night before and said that he would return in the morning to purchase a gallon of antifreeze. So guess what else Frank found? Oh, you guys are going to love this. He looked in the receipt book and found a receipt for, guess what? Antifreeze.
The antifreeze.
Mm-hmm. Written in his mother's handwriting. And it was the last receipt that she'd written. And she wrote it out to Ed Gain. Ah, yeah, yeah. This is happening. Okay. So the police arrest him at a grocery store not far from where he lived. And not long after the evidence was found, they searched Eddie's farm and they found some crazy, horrifying shit there. Okay. Now there was probably blood everywhere. Clearly that's like a thing he likes to do. Just spread blood. just paint the walls with red. You know, when people say paint the town red, it's not a literal thing. You're not supposed to do that. Like, calm the fuck down. So what happened was after they arrested him, they found some crazy horrifying shit in the shed that was next to his house. Police found, this is where it gets kind of gross, they found Bernice Warden's body in the shed. And it was missing its head. There was no head. Yeah, her head was missing. I can't think of another way to say that. She was decapitated. Oh, yes, I can. Decapitated as fuck.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me ask you this, Summer. And listeners, I want you to answer this. Obviously, I can't hear you, but can you imagine finding that?
Like, no.
Just a body with no head? Hanging in a... Like, that's creepy, no. Right? Holy... I'd never sleep again. But you know what? That's not all. That's not even all. Now, her body was hung upside down by her legs and dressed out like a deer. Now, when I was researching this, I had to Google what dressed out meant because I didn't know. And it's not pretty, guys, but this is what happened. Another word for this would be field dressing. It's kind of like when a hunter cuts open a deer from the sternum to the gut, and they do this so they can remove all the internal organs in order to make sure that the meat is preserved and no bacteria grows on the surface. So, yeah. Yeah, her entire body was dressed out. There were no organs. She was missing a head. It just was not a pretty sight. Now, Ed shot her with a 22 caliber rifle. Okay. He found this rifle in her store. So just stole it from the store and killed her with her own gun. Now, guys, this is going to get so much worse. they found some things that you would think only exists in horror movies, okay? The kind of shit that the creators of Saw would enjoy. Which, by the way, if the creators of Saw ever invited me out to dinner, I would definitely say hell no. Because the shit they come up with is creepy as fuck. And I'm not convinced that they haven't actually done those shit, the shit that they wrote about for that series. I'm just saying. it's gross. You've seen the Saw series, right?
Yes, I've seen all of them.
That doesn't surprise me at all. You're creepy as hell. That doesn't surprise me at all. Now, I'm about to share some things with you. Some other things that they found on his property. I'm going to need to definitely swig some of this White Claw. Oh, my God. Oh, I wish this was tequila. Okay. This is so gross. Okay, so I'm going to just read a list of the things they found. Thanks, Wikipedia. They found whole human bones and fragments. They found a waste basket made of human skin. Now, I think that means, right. I think that means he made a waste bin, a trash can, like made of human skin. So that's gross. Sorry, that was the White Claw.
Oh.
That was the worst time for that to come out. I'm sorry.
Okay.
They found human skin covering several chair seats, which is, you know, more than three, several. They found skulls, human skulls, on his bedpost. They found female skulls. Some of the tops were sawn off, like he like scalped them or something, but including the top of the skull, that was gone. They found bowls, like cereal bowls, made from human skulls. Like, I don't know if he was eating out of them. My assumption, he was.
Of course he was.
I mean, we're wildly speculating here, but there's a good... You don't cut off somebody's head and take all the meat off of it and make a bowl out of their skull just for fun. Maybe you do. I don't know. I'm assuming he utilized it just... had a bowl of I don't know, Trix or Frosted Flakes with it. I don't know. Some Campbell's tomato soup. Okay. There's more that they found. The corset was made from a female torso skin from shoulders to the waist. So a corset that he made. Like, you know, the ones that the ladies like to wear to thin themselves out or whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Out of a human torso.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Now they made leggings from human leg skin.
Why?
I do not know.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you wear that
when
you're working
out? I have so many questions.
What are your questions?
No. Okay. My first thought, rather, is I just cannot imagine how bad his house smelled.
Oh, that's a good point.
And
yeah,
did he actually buy the antifreeze? That's my second question.
Wait, that's your question?
Like, you knew what you were gonna do. Like, why did you actually buy the antifreeze? Like,
I mean,
what?
Maybe he needed it for his tractor or some shit. I don't know.
He could have stole it.
That's true. That's so true.
Like, what?
I never really thought of that. That's so true. He could have just stolen it.
Right.
Wow. That's a good point. I mean, clearly he was insane. Yeah. But the list goes on, my friend. The list, it goes on. So they found masks made from the skin of female heads. So that occurred. Mary Hogan's face mask was in a paper bag. They found Mary Hogan's skull in a box. They found Bernice Worden's entire head in a burlap sack. Now, that was the body that was found in the shed that was dressed out like a deer. So her head was in a burlap sack. Oh, that's gross. Bernice's heart was in a plastic bag in front of Gaines' potbelly stove. So I'm thinking maybe he was gonna cook that up, I guess.
This is who Jeffrey Dahmer got his ideas from.
Probably. Okay. Shit. I mean, Jeffrey Dahmer was like in the 70s, right? I think that was in the
80s, maybe. 80s,
around that time, yeah. So
yeah,
there's a good chance, because this happened in the early 1900s. So there's a good chance that, that yeah, you might be exactly fucking right. Now, here's the thing that kind of, ugh, the most for me. They found a shoebox that had 9 vulvae inside.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. I tell you what, Summer, why don't you tell our listeners what vulvas are, I guess plural is vulva, so vulva. Tell our listeners what a vulva is.
Like a vagina.
Yeah, it's like the outside. It's like the...
I mean, I know what it is.
It's just the meaty part of the vagina.
It's like coochie lips.
Coochie lips. They found some coochie lips. They found some coochie lips in a shoebox. 9 of them. So I guess you would have to, like, you multiply that, you know, by 2. So, because there's 2 lips a piece. If you're lucky, you got 2 coochie lips. So, 18 coochie lips. That's gross.
Wow.
Wait, is that 9 times 2? I'm not really good at math. We don't have to do that. Okay. Oh, I'm not done. They found more. A young girl's dress and the vulvas of the 2 females judged to have been about 15 years old, which is horrible. So 2 of the vulvas belong to 2 young ladies who were about 15. They weren't even women yet. So he hated women, I guess. His mom really did a number on him. Jesus Christ. Okay. I forgot about this. Okay. A belt made from female human nipples. A nipple belt. So that's all the rage in Milan, I'm sure. They found 4 noses that were not attached to faces, a pair of lips on a window shade drawstring. Just reach out for the lips, open up your blinds. I don't understand. I don't. Is anybody else hungry?
That's no? Like that. That oh my god, that museum, like that's like the human anatomy museum where you could like buy nipple keychains and they're like real nipples.
I'm sorry, what?
What's the human anatomy museum where you can buy like nipple keychains?
No, I heard you. I just don't understand. Wait, real nipples?
Yes.
From humans?
Yes.
At a museum?
Yes, I'm so serious.
Are you shitting me? Okay, I have to look this up. Hold on. You have to be lying. I'm about to Google this right the fuck now because you're upsetting me.
How would I lie?
I don't know. Oh my gosh. Attention? Okay. Human museum. Okay. Nipple keychains? Is that what you said they were?
Yeah.
Okay, I have to Google this. Holy balls. It looks like there aren't any great matches for your search. Thank God.
So it was the Human Anatomy Museum.
Well, they are not allowing me to Google that, which I'm okay with. Also, I'm probably on a list now because I just searched that. I'll just check out eBay later. That's fine.
Okay.
That's fucking gross. Okay. So we're almost done with the list here, by the way. Gross. Never going to the human exhibit now that I know that they sell nipple keychains. They found a lampshade made from the skin of a human face. So imagine you just got home from work. You're exhausted as shit. You throw your keys down on the table. You throw your bag down, kick off your shoes, turn on the lamp, and it's a human face shade. Like,
oh my goodness.
That would scare the shit out of me. Like, literally. Especially if I didn't put it there. It's just, this human lampshade just popped up in my house. I should probably leave. This is not a safe space. And they also found fingernails from female fingers. Now, it sounds like all these things that they found in his place was female body parts. I didn't find anything about any men that he killed besides the speculation that he could have killed his brother. So, yeah, he definitely hated women. So now you see why I said he is the real live Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Because he literally made masks with people's fucking faces. Holy shit. Ugh, that's a sentence I never thought I'd have to fucking say. This is terrifying as fuck. So this asshole inspired movies and books. Psycho in 1960, that was directed by Alfred Hitchcock. That's the cool dude who created the movie Birds. One of the reasons why now when I see like an ass load of birds, I'm like, look, I'm going inside.
First thing you think about.
Yeah, I know.
When you see a lot of birds.
Yes, you can't not. And also, I think like, okay, if there's that many birds, some of them are going to shit eventually. And I don't want to be under that. It's going to be like a shit storm, like literally. Because like when I was living in LA, I was standing at the stop sign, right? And I was waiting to cross the cross the street from the sign that says, go ahead, you can walk now. And so as I was waiting, something plopped right on my shoulder, and then it splashed into my ear. Missed my dreadlocks by like maybe, I don't know, an inch or so. And I turned to the side, and I was like, son of a bitch. And it was an LA pigeon. So, you know, them bitches are already dirty as fuck. They're like flying rats. You know, they're just full of all kinds of diseases and nastiness. That was gross. I was just so glad it didn't get in my hair. Oh, and by the way, when a bird shits freshly, it is not white. Once the oxygen hits that shit and it dries, that's when it turns white. It was brown, just like everybody else's shit. It was gross. Didn't smell too good either. I threw that shirt away. Oh, shit. Okay. So the Texas Chainsaw Massacre in 1974, I think that was the very first Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie that came out that kind of started the series. And as I said before, there's about 8 or 9 of the different ones. The only one off key, like right off the top, is the one that Jessica Biel was in. God, she was sexy wearing that little white wife beater. I know we don't call it wife beaters anymore, but her boobs were just running around and they're probably on a nipple belt.
Oh my goodness. Focus.
Come on now. Listen, Jessica
Let's
Biel.
Focus on the task at hand.
Nipples. We're talking about the task at hand. She had a nice boobage area. Just throwing that out there. My lesbians and my heterosexual men. You know what I'm saying. All right. And and also the movie The Silence of the Lambs. You know, well, everybody knows what that is. You know, cannibal movie. That's Anthony Hopkins. That's his name. I was trying to think of his name. Good movie. Wasn't there more than one Silence of the Lambs? I feel like.
I think it was two.
I don't remember. Let me know, guys, in the Professionally Silly podcast group, and also let me know in the podcast group if you saw all 8 of the Texas Chainsaw Massacres, or which ones you saw. Now, the police photographed everything that they found and took it to the crime lab. Oh my God. Can you imagine like finding this stuff as you search someone's home? Like, holy, like as a cop, holy shit. Like, oh my God, those poor crime scene lab people. Probably expecting like a few bloody clothes, maybe a couple of weapons so they can do their science stuff on it. And then some asshole drops a box of vulvas on their desk, like or vulvas, whatever, on their fucking desk. Like, oh, hey, Officer Johnson, what you got there? Oh, why do you look so terrified and numb at the same time? Was it that bad over there? What you got there? Jesus Christ, is that a box of vulvae and leggings made from human leg skin? What the hell happened? Like, that's... That's probably how that conversation went. Oh, 4 noses? Oh, okay. None of this is normal. Oh, a lampshade made of a human face. Yeah, I quit. Like, I quit. I don't even need to collect my last check. I'm just going to go home and get some therapy. I really wish Talkspace would just go ahead and sponsor me. It's about time. I feel like everybody's going to need them now. Shit. Oh my God. Talkspace is, of course, for those of you who don't know, it is a way to get therapy through your phone. It's pretty awesome. You can like call them, text them, FaceTime with them at, from your home. You don't even have to put on pants. It's great. So anyways, Talkspace, get at me. Because my listeners are going to need you. All right, so I got to tell you, I don't think that Fabletics sold those human legging skins. Do you think they sell those on their site?
No.
Probably not.
No, not at
I
all.
I have to get, like, you know, like a flesh tone. Like, I could get a black one, because if I wore white human leggings, they're not going to look right.
So is that where the term leggings came from?
Holy shit. You know, you keep blowing my mind with your weird, why did he buy the antifreeze? Is that where the term leggings came from? I guess it makes sense, because leggings are like super thin and they like hug onto your body so it frames your exact legs.
Yeah. Like skin for your legs.
So did Ed Gein create, did he invent leggings and just did not think to... to get that copywritten or whatever the fuck they call that. Like, he risked out on a real good moneymaker.
He did.
That's gross. I'm never sleeping again. Now, by the way, guys, in summer, all the shit that they found in the farm, they destroyed it. So after they, you know, did they had to do with it. So you can't find any of this shit on eBay. So those weirdos who buy murderabilia, sorry guys, you're not going to find any of Ed Gein shit. It's gone. And also, people who purchase murderabilia are fucking weird. I'm sorry. That is gross. Oh, I got a piece
what
of Charles Manson.
What the hell
Manson
is murderabilia?
Oh, you don't know. Okay, so murderabilia, for those of you listening, is pretty much the things that belonged to serial killers or murderers. Like, for instance, you can probably purchase a lock of Charles Manson's hair or a book that they...
What?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to look at this later. To be continued.
I'm telling you. No, we're going to look at this shit now. I'm gonna type in... Okay. Murderabilia. Okay. Wait, that's not how you spell that. Murderabilia. There it is. There it is. Okay, so... they have, okay, there's a murdermuseum.net. I'm just going to click that because that name just kind of, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Sorry, it's just this dude. Is this, I know this guy. God damn it. On the very first page, it's a serial killer. What is his fucking name? I can't think of his name right now. But yeah, it was gross. As soon as I came on there. So let me see here. We've got, okay, Charles Manson hair sample. I remember hearing that. John Wayne Gacy's Pogo the Clown, because he used to paint. He painted shit for some reason. So some of his paintings are there, and it's sold. That painting went for $4,000.
Wow!
I know, right? And Charles Manson's hair sample in a card collector's case. They're selling that for $75, but shipping's free. So that's lovely. Oh, wait.
Okay.
I was wrong about Ed Gein. Ed Gein's grave dirt sample is in a hard collector's case, and they're selling that for Ed Gein. I meant
okay.
Ed Gein graves dirt. Yeah. They're selling that for $40. We've got, what is this? Ted Bundy's cellar relics with display photos. So the things that he had in his cell, I guess. $100. Holy shit. Joe Exotic's letter is here. You know the Tiger King? He wrote a letter.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Envelope set for $225.
Okay.
Yeah, this is really dark. So, okay, so here are all the products. Oh, Dennis Rader. That's the BTK killer. So as soon as you go onto the line, onto the website, what is it? Murdermuseum.net. Dennis Rader is the first fucking thing you see. And it was just not something I was prepared for. I'm going to definitely have to do an episode on the B2K killer, because that, I said B2K, that is a singing group. BTK is a serial killer. Sorry about that. Omarion didn't do nothing. Leave him alone. Fingernail clippings, hair samples, just all kinds of stuff. Wait a damn minute. I clicked it. Oh, see, that really pisses me off. I saw George Floyd's name on here, so I clicked it. And It is a piece of George Floyd riot glass and a piece of caution tape, and they're selling that for $30. I have no fucking idea. Because, you know, as you know, you and I have been watching the trial, you know, on Law and Crime on Philo, on their Philo channel, and it's pissing me off. We're not going to talk about that. But yeah, you can totally get these things. Hand prints, hand tracings. Oh, they have a $30 and below list here. Oh, this is just ew. Okay, let me get the fuck out of here. Let's get back to the episode. But yeah, that's what Murderabilia is. So fantastic. Okay. Now, I don't know if this brings any comfort to any of you, but he didn't kill everyone that was found on his property, Ed Gein. Okay. This creepy son of a bitch, and I mean that literally, because his mother was a complete bitch. this creepy son of a bitch made about 40 different visits to several cemeteries at night and just dug up bodies and took what he wanted. Yeah. Yeah. Just dug up somebody. Like, oh, it's a Tuesday evening. Go for a stroll. Dig up a body. Have a beer. Whatever. So, yeah, that's what he did. He would read the newspaper and check out the obituaries. And sometimes I actually like to read those because sometimes people write really funny things, especially if they write their own obituary, which does happen. It's like, oh, I know I'm going to die, so I'm going to write some shit out. And sometimes they're really fucking funny. I'm probably going to have to do an episode about hilarious obituary readings or writings. So remind me to do that, Summer. That's going to be interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyways, he would read the newspaper and check out the obituaries to see if middle-aged women who resembled his mother died. Like,
I knew it. I knew he was going after women that remind him of his mother.
They usually do. You know?
I knew it.
They usually do. They usually do that. Because I remember a few serial killers, you know, like, you know, tend to do that. You know, go after it. There's always some woman or usually woman that they couldn't stand or loved a little too much, and so they go around looking for bitches who resemble the bitch they really wanted to kill. So that's really wish his White Claw was tequila. Jesus Christ. Okay. Then this crazy piece of shit, he took the bodies home and tanned their skin to make all the crazy shit that I listed before. So get this. When he confessed to all this, he mentioned he returned a lot of jewelry that he came across, which makes sense. I mean, who needs worthless jewelry when you can have a belt made of nipples, right? So,
right.
Nipple belt. Okay. So, he also said that when he did this, he was in a dazed state of mind. Motherfucker, duh. Or motherfucker, hopefully. I don't know. Shit. I don't know how to take this. It turns out when his mother died, he was trying to create a female skin suit out of her flesh. So he said he did this so he could be inside her. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I cannot. Ugh. Was this like a rebirth therapy situation, or I mean, if I have any psychologists or therapists listening to this, I'm gonna need you to hit the Professionally Silly podcast group and school us on what the fuck, because Summer and I have so many questions.
Yes, we have questions.
Also, why did he buy the antifreeze? Question number one.
Yes, why did he buy the antifreeze?
No, I fucking wrote this, and it still shocks me reading this to you, because fuck. Okay, this dude was in fucking sane. But he did deny having sex with the bodies that he dug up, so there's that.
I mean, I believe him.
But can you guess why he didn't have sex with them?
Yeah, he cut that creepy off. C- exactly why.
That's a good reason, but no. Ew. Oh my god, what if he made like human fleshlights for men?
Ew.
That went far. Okay, that got dark. Well, the whole thing was dark anyway, so fuck it. No, but he did not have sex with the bodies because they smelled too bad to him. So I guess that makes it better. Fuck, I don't know. But his whole house smelled like him. Why not fuck him? They're there. I mean, but what did he do with the vulvas? Like, why did he cut them off and put them in a box? Was he gonna, maybe he was going to make fleshlights. I don't know. I don't know his life. He made nipple belts. He was clearly good at making stuff. So, okay. So, a 16-year-old witness told police that Gain kept shrunken heads in his house. And he told her that his buddy sent them to him from the Philippines because his buddy had served in World War II. After the, you know, investigating, they realized he was a lying sack of shit because he didn't have any fucking friends. Okay. And those heads were human facial skins. He had carefully and methodically peeled the skin off the corpse and wore them as masks. So he... What the fuck was that? Did you... Oh, my God. Oh, okay. That's my cat. Holy shit. There's this one piece of like a floor in my bedroom that creaks when you step on it. No, shit, she's in here with me. What the fuck was that? Oh, we have to finish this up so I can cleanse my home. Okay, because I'm sitting in a dark closet recording this with you because it's like the sound quality is so much better in the closet. Oh God, I hate going back in the closet. It's so nice coming out. Anywho, so he peeled off the skin of these face masks and he wore them off these faces and wore them as masks, which is gross. Now, here's the part that sucks the most. Well, maybe not the most. It all fucking sucks. This sucks too. While it was being questioned, I wrote it. I meant to say Ed. While Ed was being questioned, same thing. It. Sheriff Art Shelley. I'm probably saying his name wrong. Banged Ed's head and face into a brick wall. Now, and I completely understand after hearing the confession, all the horrible things that he did, I'm sure his emotions took over and he just took his face and jammed it into a brick wall. And I got to be honest with you, that still showed a little restraint. If you ask me, I'd have shot immediately. right in the area where he would have had a vulva. Right there. Right in the dick. I would have shot him in his dick. So, unfortunately, because of this, Ed's confession was inadmissible. Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Because, you know, it's like, you know, brutality. You know, you can't beat the shit out of people. You know, so unfortunately, his confession was admissible, which fucking sucks. Now, I can only imagine how difficult it was to witness all that horrible shit, like to hear it at, you know, from the guy who did it. That's an extremely stressful and emotional time. And I really, really can't blame Art for losing his shit and doing that. Cause I gotta tell you, these guys, these cops, these detectives, these whoever, when they catch these men and women, they're female serial killers too, and horrible murderers are also female, but when they catch these horrible people who do these horrendous things, it's gotta be very difficult to keep your composure so that everything that you're told can't, you know, it can't be inadmissible or it can't be taken away because it's important. You know what I'm saying? I see, this is why I can't be a cop. But I know that I can't be a cop. So I'm not one. And I wish the cops who do this shit would also not be cops. Hit Derek, that little shit. Was it Derek Chauvez or Chauvet, whatever this fuck his name is? Yeah.
Chauvin, yeah.
Anyway, that's how I feel about that. So because of that, Ed's confession was inadmissible. Okay. Now I, like I said, I probably would have lost it too, because hearing and seeing all of that shit and keeping your composure, it will be difficult as hell. I mean, how would you handle, Summer, hearing all of that kind of stuff? like from the horse's mouth. I mean, how would you deal with that?
Oh my goodness, I wouldn't know what to say, but I would ask about the antifreeze.
This bitch in the antifreeze.
I mean, I would have to ask. Like, I would be completely like pissed off and beside myself, but I'd be like, dude, why did you buy the antifreeze?
He's like, listen, you made a bell of nipples, human skin lampshade. So let's take it back to the antifreeze, Ed. Why did you?
I want to take it back there.
Why did you purchase it? Because honestly, had he not bought the antifreeze and gotten the receipt for it, he would not have gotten caught. At least not that way. So that
right, not yeah. that way. So that's why I would like to know.
We have questions. So this poor guy.
We do.
Sheriff Art Shelley. I'm saying his name wrong. This poor guy. He died of a heart attack before Ed's trial. Most likely, they say that he was traumatized by the sick shit that Ed did. Plus, he was probably stressing out about, you know, the fact that he would have to testify in court what he did to Ed, which made the original confession inadmissible. Okay, that's a lot of stress to carry. Like, you're the reason why the confession, you know, it can't be said in court, why it can't be used. Yeah. So that's a lot of stress. And one of his friends said, Art's friends said, and I quote, "He was a victim of Ed Gein as surely as he had been butchered as well. So that kind of makes sense. You know, hearing all that, kind of having to deal with that, you know, and then also knowing that you're the reason why the confession was inadmissible. Yeah, that would be heavy on my heart too. So I included a picture of him walking Gein in cuffs on the Instagram podcast at It's Pro Silly. So you can check it out there. Now, in November 21st, 1957, he was arraigned on one count of first degree murder. He pled not guilty by reason of insanity, which makes fucking sense. He was diagnosed with schizophrenia, and he was indeed found mentally incompetent and not fit for trial. Now, let me just say right the fuck now, okay? Not everyone with schizophrenia does shit like this, okay? And also, this is in, you know, 1950s. Maybe the science and the psychology behind what schizophrenia wasn't, you know, thoroughly completed. You know, they didn't know as much about mental health as they do now, okay? Because I actually, a friend of mine has schizophrenia, and, you know, they're a very sweet person, super creative, and a joy to be around, honestly. So I want to go ahead and just nip that in the bud right now. Everybody with mental problems doesn't go around killing people or hurting people. They're not all sociopaths and all this other stuff. So get that out of your head right the fuck now. I just had to set that straight right the fuck now. Okay. All right. So somehow Ed's farmhouse was burned down. Yeah. Strange, right? I think my guess
big coincidence.
Well, my guess is that the townspeople, who were probably beyond pissed that this dude even existed, burned that shit down, probably went there with fucking torches and did that shit, is my guess, which I wouldn't blame them. Hand me a goddamn torch. I would have been with them burning that shit down, you know, because, you know, the city of, I can't remember the city. I want to say Minneapolis. The serial killer, and I want to say Minneapolis, Anthony Sowell, you know, the guy who killed all those women and kept all the bodies in his home. I actually did a podcast episode on him last year, and the city decided to just tear the house down, which makes a lot of fucking sense. Nobody wants that place to.
Yeah, they do that a lot. Yeah.
So that way people aren't drawn there and cause a disturbance in the neighborhood. Oh, I got to see where the serial killer lived. And, you know, so I commend them for doing that. So anyways, Ed Gein was sent to the Central State Hospital for the Criminally Insane, and it's now known as Dodge Correctional Institution. And I got to be honest with you, when I first read that the first time, I thought it was going to say Dodger Stadium. And I was like, I was shooketh. I was like, what? Dodger Stadium? Anyway, it was in Wisconsin. Shout out to you guys again. So Ed was transferred to the Mendota State Hospital later on. in the great cheese state, okay? And once he was found mentally able to participate in his defense in 1968, his trial began, all right? Now, the trial was held without a jury. It was a bench trial, with Judge Robert H. Golmar was presiding, and Ed was found guilty by reason of insanity, and he went to the crazy house at Central State and spent the rest of his life in a mental hospital. Oh, and they decided to auction off his car. Somebody sold his car, a 1949 Ford sedan, which he used to haul the bodies of his victims, you know, from the grave in. It sold for $760, which would be equivalent today in 2021 to $6,916.63. Inflation, bitches. Okay. a carnival sideshow bought the car, which I'm 100% sure is fucking haunted. There's no way it's not. That entire farmland, whether they burned the house down, it's haunted. There's no way it's not. There's no fucking way. Anyway, this weirdo, Bunny Gibbons, the sideshow operator, charged people 25 cents admission to see the car, which would now be worth $2.29 today in 2021, according to Google. Now, Bunny, definitely, in my opinion, could have charged a lot more shit, you know. Like, you know, if they were showing this car today, oh, there's no way it wouldn't be like $25 or more. There's no way. It would definitely be $25 or more. Yeah, at the very least.
And they would get all 25 of my dollars. I mean, damn car.
You little freak. I knew it. I fucking knew it.
Well, let me see this damn car. They needed this antifreeze. Let me see.
The human is goddamn antifreeze. So who's ready for some good news? Are you ready for some good news, Summer? Okay. Yes. So Ed Gein died of lung cancer on July 26, 1984. He was 77 years old. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. And for what I understand, it was a form of lung cancer, from what I understand. Which, you know, it feels like every time someone gets life somewhere in prison or a mental institution, they always die of cancer. They never just kill them off. You know what I'm saying?
And they live a long time.
Why do serial killers live so fucking long?
Like, what's his name? Like Samuel Little? He lived till he's like 84.
Is he still alive?
No, he died like recently.
Like within the last year or so?
Yeah. I actually think he died like this year or the end of 2020.
Shit. Ain't that, you know what? It's funny you say his name, because when I was looking at that murdermuseum.net or whatever the fuck, his name was on there. They had a few of his murderbilia stuff on the site.
Drawings.
Yeah. I mean, probably drawings. I didn't click it. But yeah. Mm. Ugh. Okay. We might have to do a separate episode about murderbilia. so many episodes in the future. Yay. Okay. So, a few assholes, they chipped pieces of Ed Gein's gravestone at the Plainfield Cemetery. No idea why. This is in Wisconsin. No idea why. That's weird as fuck. I'm assuming to sell it or to, I don't know, pray to it. I don't know. And then some dickhead stole the entire gravestone in the year 2000, which is 21 years ago. So year 2000. I have fucking clue. But it was recovered a year later in 2001 near Seattle somewhere. And they when the police recovered it, they went ahead and placed it in the storage at the Washara County. Washara County Sheriff's Department. So, you know, good luck getting to it now, freaks, you goddamn weirdos. Anyways, his gravesite is now unmarked, and it was put between his parents and his brother in the cemetery at Plainsfield. And I'm sure Henry's spirit is like, dude, what the fuck? You butt licks fucking buried him next to me. Son of a bitch. Sorry, mom. Because his mom was a bitch.
Yeah, so that is the story of Ed Gein, the real Leatherface. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I got it. Yeah. Like, what more can you say? Just, yeah. I got to tell you, man, I super glad I wasn't live during that time. I don't know if we have any current serial killers right now that are free in serial killing, but, you know, they did catch the Golden State killer a few years ago. Was it like 2018? I think it was. So, and he was in his 70s when they finally caught that bitch. So, you know, we still haven't found the Zodiac killer, which I think by now he's probably dead, is my assumption.
Yeah, he's probably dead.
Yeah, or just, sure, you know, living on death row for something else. It's just enjoying his peas and carrots. And
exactly,
shit.
I was just about to say that.
Who fucking knows, you know. Ah, well, Summer, thank you so much for joining us, the Professionally Silly Podcast, on this creepy ass topic. I warned you that it was gross, did I not?
You did.
You were listening to me research when we were on the phone, and I was like, "Holy shit! Oh my god!" And Summer was like, "What the fuck are you reading?" Oh, you just fucking wait. Because yeah, when I was making all that crazy noise, that's when I came across the list of the shit that they found at his house. I was like, human leggings? What the fuck? Like, I it was just a lot. It was a lot. Oh my god. Summer, thank you so much for joining, and I certainly hope that I can convince you to join me on another podcast recording here in the Professionally Silly Podcast. You rock my ankle socks right off my feet. So,
hey, I mean, thank you, like, for having me.
You're the only person who agreed to do it, so it's fine. Oh my god. So I'm gonna go ahead and hit this outro, and I will talk to you later, Summer. How's that sound? Yeah, I'm gonna
sounds like
tequila.
A plan. Yeah,
I think we need some weed. I think we all need a drink. Why would you say that in my face? You are such a bitch.
Like, oh, yeah, that was intentional.
Wow, you know what? You're nothing but an Augusta game, you bitch. Yeah,
oh, wow.
There's no insult. Everybody use that. You will not be. It just says it all. All right, guys, say bye to Summer. I wonder if they actually did it. You think they actually said bye?
Bye, Summer.
Minions.
Yeah.
Well, this was a random, terrifyingly creepy episode. Shit. If there's anything that you take from this podcast episode, it's, you know, don't rob grave sites, steal bodies, or make furniture and or clothes with human flesh. Don't do that. I feel like that goes without saying. Holy shit. Also, don't raise your children the way Augusta Gein did. Religion's fine and shit, but, you know, allow them to have some social skills. Let them date. Let them have electricity, even. Fuck. Professionally silly life rules, people. Shit, that was a doozy. Soup's glad that we got through that. You know, I oh my god. If you have any stories that you want to share, you can send them and send your stories to me. Email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. If you have some things like, I don't know, scary stuff, funny, embarrassing, paranormal, maybe you just want to say hey, email me. You know, maybe don't send me any that says I wear masks of other people's flesh stories. I don't want to hear that. It's been done. We just did that episode today, so we'll skip that. Okay, thanks. Also, guys, don't forget that you can leave me a message on the Anchor app or my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. I'll make sure I have that number and my email down in the show notes below. Leave me a voicemail or a text message and I'll put you on the podcast unless you say otherwise. I would love to hear from you guys. I would love it. Shout out to criminalminds.fandom.com, wikipedia.com, murderpedia.com, and of course Reddit, reddit.com for these for this creepy ass information that I came across. It was horrifying as fuck to read while I was researching this in the dark alone.
Yay.
Thank you guys so much for your support and coming back every week. And if this is your first time listening, I hope you had some audible fun. And I hope that you return to join me every Friday as we get professionally silly up in this bitch. Now, if you're new, you can definitely binge me, all right? Ugh, oh, you're so lucky. You're so lucky you get to hear me for the first time several times. Ugh, you lucky bitches. Don't forget to support your girl by leaving reviews on whichever podcast directory that you're using, especially Apple Podcasts, if you got that. They are like the podcast gods. I said that before and I'll say it again. And if they like you on Apple Podcasts and you have a chance to reach more people, which would be fucking what? Fucking titties. Yes. Speaking of titties, I do believe that I have myself another podcast review. Let me go ahead and pull that bad boy up. Okay, where are you? Where are you? Okay. Oh, come on. Load faster. Okay. So I'm looking on the Apple Podcast right now. And yes, I do. I have one coming from Doe Deer. This was not long ago. And Doe Deer says, "Your podcast is so funny. I love it so much. If someone else told the stories, it wouldn't be as interesting or funny as the way you do it. And it makes me smile when you laugh." Ah, I hate my laugh. I hate it so much. Doe goes on to say, "Maybe make an episode of annoying, stupid white Americans." Wait, that's like almost all of them. Damn. I can laugh because I'm black. Okay. Doe goes on to say, "Dissing my own country for being stupid and stealing people's homes and ruining lives." Check. All right, Doe Deer. You're my kind of listener. He or she or they was being facetious, I think. But that was a very interesting review. I love it. So you can leave your review on the Apple Podcast and you can share that. Thank you so much, Doe Deer. I appreciate you. Thank you for taking the time to leave a review. Guys, it means so much to me that you guys do that. Because it doesn't take much time and it's free. And it also helps my podcast. And I could use all the help that I can get. Okay? I love it, love it, love it. I share Apple Podcast reviews. But if you left me a review elsewhere, let me know on the Professionally Silly Podcast group, on Facebook, or the podcast/Twitter page at It's Pro Silly, or you can just email it to me, it's professionallysilly@gmail.com, screenshot it and send it to me or what have you, and I'll be sure to share it here on the podcast. So yes. Now guys, leaving a 5-star and written review, like I said, it really does help your girl make it into the podcast algorithm. Now, this helps my podcast be suggested to new listeners, which is my goal. So I would love it. Okay? Love it, love it, love it. If you enjoy the Professionally Silly Podcast and you want to help out, you can now support my silly content by making monthly donations. Now, this is a really helpful way in making the Professionally Silly Podcast even better and help move the silly forward. We're going on, 2.5 years now? Yeah. So you can now make these monthly contributions as low as 99 cents a month. Yeah. Yeah. 99 cents a month right there. Less than a cup of coffee at McDonald's. That's now like $1.29 or some shit. Okay. $4.99 or $9.99 right here on the Anchor app. And if you have commitment issues, you can always use PayPal. Okay. Or if you don't have the Anchor app, PayPal is available too. Hit me up at www.paypal.me/AmberSmilesJones and help me keep the silly moving forward. Speaking of which, I want to go ahead and shout out Erica and Ebony. I want to go ahead and shout them out for donating to the Professionally Silly content via PayPal. I'm not sure if they want me to share the amount that they sent, so I won't. But both of you guys are awesome. Thank you so much. You guys, and they dug deep. It was a nice amount. They dug deep. okay? And it's appreciated. So thank you guys so much, Erica and Ebony. It means the fucking world to me. Thank you so goddamn much. So check out the show notes for some bonus information, like my social media stuff. I've got TikTok, which we're doing really well over there. TikTok is so much fucking fun. We've got Instagram, Twitter, and two YouTube channels, the Professionally Silly channel and the Paranormal Blacktivity channel. They're a lot of fun. The Professionally Silly channel is nothing like the podcast. It's very interesting. I don't discuss the same things there as I do here, so you're going to definitely want to check that out. And all of my podcasts and personal social media information is in the show notes below as well. And don't forget, guys, this podcast, like I said, has an Instagram page and a Twitter page at It's Pro Silly. Okay, that's down in the show notes as well. I posted some pics pertaining to this episode, so if you don't want to miss that, click that out. Check out the nipple belt and other things. Ugh. And there's no antifreeze there. Sorry, Summer. I didn't take a picture of that. You can Google it. There's also, like I said, the Facebook group page called the Professionally Silly Podcast Group. Share your opinions of my older and or newer episodes. Post silly true crime, paranormal memes. Maybe you got some other silly things you want to share, like some TikTok videos, or just say hey, have some fun. You know, also, guys, if you want to old school me, you can hit that P.O. box and snail mail a bitch if you like. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. So there's that. And I do believe that I've got some things that I wanted to share with you guys about, you know, if you lost your job and you're looking for some money, I got something for you. You're going to love this. All right. So as I was telling you guys, if you want to create some income and you lost your job, you need to be sure to visit createincomewithoutajob.com and learn exactly that. Learn to create income without a job. Jamila Harris shares her knowledge, success strategies, and is committed to economic development for all ages. www.createincomewithoutajob.com. I'll be sure to go ahead and put that link down in the show notes below. Trust me when I say she knows what she's talking about. This is a person, a woman who pulled herself up from her bootstraps, was literally living on the street, and now has a lovely business. She's a lovely human being, and she is making that shmoney. And so Miss Jamila Harris can teach you exactly how to do that. So once again, the website is createincomewithoutajob.com. Once again, I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere. And also, guys, if you're all caught up on the silly, check out these dope-ass podcast promos from a couple of my favorite podcasts.
Hello, come and listen to Grand Rapidians play video games.
My name is Willie. I'm the original Cooking Mama World Champion, and even though I've had close to 5,000 different brews, I always keep hams in the fridge.
I'm Ginger. I'm the inaugural Tetris DS World Record Setter, and you can usually hear me eye roll at Willie's introductions.
Every week, we review a beverage, we talk about a game we've played, we recommend something like a podcast, and we assign points for real-life experience.
Come and listen to Grand Rapidians play video games.
Found wherever you listen to quality podcasts.
Hey, true crime listeners, check out our podcast, I Said Goddamn. We're a true crime comedy podcast hosted by two besties who like to share messed up cases that make you say goddamn. Every Sunday, we try to one-up each other's story by sharing a horrific case the other has never heard of. Along the way, we splash in some wildly inappropriate jokes and colorful language. Listen every Sunday from any of your favorite podcast directories. Also, follow us on Twitter at ISGDPodcast or visit our website, ISGDPodcast.com.
Murder. Ever wonder what terrible thing happened on this day in true crime history? My name is Karina Bemisterfer, writer and host of Morning Cup of Murder, your daily true crime podcast that dives into what murder took place on today's date in history. With over 500 episodes about serial killers, murderers, cults, and cold cases, there is always something new for you to enjoy. Morning Cup of Murder is the perfect addition to your morning routine. So, if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, start your day with a morning cup of murder. Subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else you listen, and come say hi on social media at Morning Cup of Murder. Oh, and remember, stay safe.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.